Born in southwestern Ontario, but I grew up in
Taiwan.
Identity.
Well, I would think legally Canadian is having Canadian citizenship.
It could be just having a Canadian passport.
Being Canadian was just simply growing up in Canada. It was as simple as that, with no attachment to anywhere else in the world. It was just simply being from here. Like, that's what it was. You just grew up and you were just, this is where you were born.
Canadian, totally. What does that mean?
Well, I think Canadians are known as sort of understanding and sympathetic to other peoples and other points of view. And I think that's a good thing. And I feel that I strongly identify with that aspect of being a Canadian.
Being peaceful, being sort of laid back, about things, not being too aggressive, not taking over the world, and peaceful, and environmental friendly as well.
Open, friendly, fair, neutral. I mean, there's a lot of good things that I can
aggressive.
Now, to me, the Canadian identity is low-key, very humble, almost to the point of self-deprecating.
Very humble.
Right. There are just so many values that represent Canada.
I always had this really nice feeling whenever someone mentioned Canada. This Canada is perceived to be such a nice country, also outside. Progressive.
Healthcare.
Friendly.
Living in a Canadian society. If we talk about flavor, it's a bit more plain.
It's a very nice,
plain, comfortable flavor.
He's never involved in anything bad.
Because
in
the country doesn't have to deal with wars, could deal with other things which are important.
I don't think we should be in Afghanistan, for example. You know, I basically defend Canadian rights to
Education.
They should get more support for education than they get, but basically defend Canadian rights.
Your cat is kind of namby-pamby. There's no backbone.
I feel that it's progressive in some aspects, but I think that
it's a lot about being open-minded. I think it's about real values that are demonstrated here is to lead some ideas in the world.
Thank you.
Like, I remember what I imagined Canada would be.
What did you imagine?
Well, I imagined myself doing cartwheels in red underwear inside a huge tree trunk with a one window in a snow floor.
I thought I was going to do like northern exposure with the,
I'm sure a lot of people think you live in Bigley's here.
You know, the log cabins. Yeah, I did think that.
By the way, it's nature.
Like, my ideal Canada is more like, it's like, oh, New York.
I thought if we were one of the best places in the world.
I consider home.
Like, there is a home for me, but there was more, it exists in the memory.
There is not such a place anymore, or there are many places. It is something that I lost long time ago.
I consider back home as Israel.
You know, it's only in the last 2 years.
I consider my contemporary
good times. I feel that I acquired
as
a new home, and I still keep the old home. So I have two homes.
Sometimes
and
I consider home as Israel and Vancouver.
Not
here,
belonging here fully, and maybe
I'm. It's not as if I've lost some tradition that I held. I think most immigrants will tell you,
recollecting.
You don't switch the.
And then after, I think after.
I did not stop being
six,
Israeli,
eight years,
being
like until now, I think that the idea of home has been changed. Like there is a home for me, but there was more exists in the memory.
It really helps to realize that
maybe culturally as well. But right now, I do feel that my movement is
I don't think you can really become something else.
I have my citizenship, but I don't consider myself Canadian.
I am a Canadian. I'll always be grateful to Canada because Canada unwittingly gave me, allowed me to open in a way that I would never be able to open in Spain. Not because of the political situation or anything like that, but because of the fact that I was born there and without even knowing, I had many bonds, many ties, many strings, okay? And Canada freed me of that.
You know, I feel strongly about it. I think it's beautiful. I like every aspect of it.
I do believe in the multiculturalism.
First of all, I think that the experiment works well here. By and large, you see that people are open to each other.
You embrace each other culture, and I never felt, since I came here, I always felt like people are always fascinated to hear where I come from. I never felt like I have to be ashamed of my accent.
I've been to Canada, and I feel like actually when after I got out of Canada, I feel, well, I've seen a lot, many parts of the world already within Canada, right? Rather than traveling around, because you meet so different kinds of people from different culture, and we all just live together quite peacefully without trying to separate so hard. Yeah.
So I know, of course, you can talk about, you know, that there's always underlying currents of hatred or things like that, but generally, I feel there's a lot of acceptance and openness.
I do believe in the multicultural.
I think that Canada does a pretty good job as a culture of allowing for difference. That's a good thing.
I do believe
as Canadian. I don't think that he would say we, the Canadian.
I think
the Canadian will be they.
I think it's us and them.
That's maybe one of the failures of multiculturalism here is people can come here and just maintain their own culture and not even fucking think about the Canadian way of life. I can't really blame these people. They're coming here and just trying to get by, so naturally they're going to group together in their communities.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And that causes
fine.
A lot of
that's what gives us the authenticity, we can go in and participate in their culture in an authentic way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, cuisine and such, the night market down there and stuff, right? But it should be reciprocated, right?
Some cultures are extraordinarily strong and hold people in a kind of traditional ambience when I think in part that needs to break down when you come to a new country.
Yeah, I don't think it's about food. I don't think it's about dress. I don't even think it's about customs. I think it's about the language. It's not being, the people not speaking or even attempting, it seems. How can you share if you can't talk to each other? And I think this, you know, there's two languages, English and French. The official languages.
J'habite à Vancouver depuis que j'ai 18 ans. J'aime la température, j'aime les personnes, j'aime la neige, et c'est pour ça que je reste pas au Québec. Et César,
I feel that sometimes there's not enough melting pot.
I don't actually know. From what I talk with people here, what I sense being Canadian is, first of all, not being American. So it's what you're not. We're not like
differentiating ourselves from the Americans.
I really resent when I'm traveling being thought of as an American.
You know, just the Canadians are. It's important for them to separate themselves.
Nationalistic than American, and they tend to be quite
less. If I were to hear in a sense define it up against Americans, I would say that Canadians are less. They wouldn't tend to be quite as patriotic as Americans.
I lost my patriotism in a history class when I was 15 years old or so. So, you know, ever since I've been free of that burden.
I think patriotism is really dangerous. Mm-hmm. I came from a place where patriotism is really powerful.
I'm proud to be Canadian.
I don't have the flag blowing outside my house like many Americans do.
You never used to see flags. Now everybody's got them stupid freaking flags they get at the gas station and stuff.
There are Canadians who try so hard to be patriotic. I am Canadian for that. And
I'm not a rabid nationalist.
It's in a way it's sad because by yelling that, you know, screaming that, you realize how empty you are culturally, right? Because a lot of image of Canada are actually more American rather than Canadian.
So, yeah, I mean, Canada is an impossible country that somehow has stuck together and survived and putting together. But and famously, it has, you know, ideals and values that are quite different from other countries, right? And lots of problems, too, and so on and so forth.
All these poor fuckers are, you know, paranoid and neurotic and stuff because they don't have a role. They don't feel that they fit in anywhere, right? We're making it up as we go along, right? So every Canadian has to sort of make their own traditions and stuff, right? Now me, I'm not afraid of that. That's fine. No fucking problem.
Yeah, no, you have to construct that national identity.
Why can't Canadian cannot just be Canadian on its own? Because it's unique itself that we cannot find a single identity. It's that identity itself is unique in a sense, right?
But I would think that a bond to a place, you know, has also some positive part or positive aspects.
But I like to think of myself as a very proud Canadian, just because I you know, the Canadian values and the opportunities that we've had here and some of the unique things I think are worth being proud of. You know? I think you can be proud to be a Canadian because if you're aware of the values and again realize that they're being challenged. You know, a lot of the things that we think are important as Canadians, you know, are being challenged by the political economy and so on and so forth. So if you're not aware of it, you know, you're not going to defend it, that's for sure.